नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चते शतारिणे वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि Bamsidhar Prabhu, he has brought our whole community together by his life of devotion, his compassion, and his extraordinary contributions. At occasions like this, as it has been said, a departed Vaishnav consumes with great prominence all of our hearts. This year, several of the most beloved devotees of Sri Radha Gopinath's congregation and of ISKCON have departed from this world. As the years passed, we recognize that departed devotees are such a integral part of our community. Krishna tells in Gita, Neha Bikramanasosti, that whatever is done in devotional service is eternal. It is never lost. Krishna consciousness is eternal. Our soul is eternal. And any service we offer in Krishna consciousness is forever. We are not the bodies, we are the souls. The body of a Vaishnava is a great gift to the world to give us the opportunity to connect and reciprocate with the soul within that body. And when the body inevitably departs, the soul, to whatever extent we remember and appreciate. Bamsidhar Prabhu and all of the other great devotees of our community who have left us are with us. They are very much a part of this community. In our relationships with one another, they have built foundation and pillars to who we are, what we have with each other. Yes, it is important, even in the grief and heartbreak of separation from these great souls, to to remember that in living with each other in Krishna consciousness, we are never separated. Departed devotees are as much a part of the present community as each other. When I go to Govardhan Eco Village and I visit that shrine which has photos of departed devotees from our community in the greater ISKCON, it's an occasion where I can just look at each photo and have the sweetest, deepest remembrances and appreciations of each and every devotee. And that is with us forever. Thank you, Bamsidhar Prabhu, for being such a very dear, beloved leader of our community. Bamsidhar Prabhu's life was one of total dedication. I never heard him refuse any service. Even if what was asked of him was beyond his capability, he would say, "Yes, I will try." And as Janavapriya Devi so beautifully explained, he put his heart and his soul in everything he did. His enthusiasm was unstoppable, contagious, and so very deeply attractive to our hearts. He really strived to be kind to all. Whatever he was hearing, whatever he was reading about what it meant to be a devotee, it was his life and soul. To give his everything to exemplify those qualities. He was so prominent in so many services, especially in assisting other devotees and projects. His enthusiasm for book distribution was quite historical. His assistance with various projects of fundraising, the Anamrita, the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Govardhan Eco Village, Radha Gopinath Temple. He was a leader of fundraising. He was very fearless, very enthusiastic, and put his heart and soul into it, and was the most successful. And his preaching and his devotional caring to the devotees in Navi Mumbai, New Bombay, was something that has endeared him to thousands of hearts. I remember when I came there at the early stages of his helping to develop that project, his incredible enthusiasm, and he just wanted everyone to be included. There were no reservations in his heart in declaring that he was a devotee and how he wanted everyone to join the community of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Over the years in New Bombay, he became a shikshakuru, a guide. And so dearly loved by all parts of our community. As was stated to the little children, how much Genevieve Priyadevi and Vamsidhar put their heart and soul into serving Gauranga Prabhu's parents was amazing. They would regularly come to tell me all details about the service they were entering. Bansidhar was just so surrendered. When his good wife, Genevieve Priyadevi, had cancer, while continuing everything else he was doing to his capacity, he was giving his entire life to help her, regularly reporting to me how she was doing. And the love and the care and the time and the gratitude that he had to his wife when she was in a time of need really was extraordinary. And it was so reciprocal. When Bamsidhar Prabhu had his stroke, I was at that time in California, and I called and I spoke with Genevieve Priyadevi, and I chanted for Bamsidhar Prabhu. And Genevieve Priyadevi, with such a depth of sincerity in her heart, she was just praying. And she was asking me to pray that Bamsidhar does not think of anything except Krishna. Please help him to remember Krishna and not think of anything else. While Genevieve Priyadevi was doing everything to help his body, it was all oriented toward praying for his soul. She wasn't even praying, save his life so that he could live a long time. She knew that was in Krishna's hands. Rather, she prayed, let Bamsidhar remember Krishna at every moment and think of nothing else. And it was Krishna's pastime that he improved and returned to his home. Because it was an opportunity for him to really express his gratitude to everyone. His stroke came quite suddenly. I had a beautiful talk with him when he was home. We could see each other because of modern technology. And Bamsidhar Prabhu, he began by offering gratitude. Enormous gratitude for Bhaktivedanta Hospital and each and every devotee who helped him there, and how he was glorifying the service of Bhaktivedanta Hospital with such deep emotion and love. And then he called each and every one of the people who were in the house assisting him and introduced each one to me and explained how grateful he was to all of them. And for most of the conversation, he was glorifying and appreciating the service of Genevieve Priyadevi, the sacrifice that she had made for him throughout their entire married life, and especially at the time when he was in such great need. He felt total support, total care, and total selfless love from his wife. There was, at that point, there was just nothing material about their relationship. The true glory of Grihastha Ashram was really manifested in the way both of them cared for each other reciprocally when each of them was in life-threatening need. And Bamsidhar Prabhu concluded our discussion by speaking from his heart. He said, "I've already contacted my office. I'm retiring from everything. Through this experience of my stroke and my hospitalization, I understand the temporary nature of life and how precious time is. I am going to dedicate 100% my full energy only to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. I will accept no other responsibilities." He said, "On this day, I am surrendering to full-time devotional service." Yes, after his stroke, Krishna gave him the chance to come out of the hospital, to see his home again, to express his gratitude, and literally to express to myself, to Srila Prabhupada, to all of our acharyas, his willingness to completely surrender his life. What a perfect state of consciousness. And during that last talk, I never saw Bamsidhar Prabhu so peaceful and with such a serene happiness emanating from his heart. Yes, he was very dear to Krishna. And Shishi Radha Gopinath, how they gave him this opportunity to be in a perfect state of consciousness in his inevitable departure from the physical body. The example of Bamsidhar Prabhu, the love, the contributions, they are forever with us. And today I am so grateful to each and every devotee who has spoken such sincere, heartfelt words, and to each and every devotee who Bamsidhar Prabhu has touched with his devotional service.